Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NATH Biogen's Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Sharma from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Faizan. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to NATH Biogen Limited earnings call to discuss Q4 FY23 results. We have on the call Mr. Satish Kabliwal, Managing Director, Mr. Devendra Khurana, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Harish Pandey, Business Lead, and Mr. Venkatesh Kulkarni, Research Lead. I must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company may face. I will now hand over to Mr. Kabliwal for his opening comments. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Deepika.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Deepika. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for your joining us today for our earnings con call. I believe the agri sector is now on the best growing track. We have been very happy with our annual performance, which has seen the upward trajectory. Our balance sheet is further strengthened, and we have had positive operating cash flows. NATH Biogen have always aspired to be a strategic partner to our farmers by helping them overcome challenges of low yield, pest and disease infestation, and vagaries of monsoon. Over the last few years, we have invested heavily in research and development, especially to innovate seeds which are dream products for our farmers. It has not been an easy journey, but our customer-centric approach, combined with a large characterized collection of germplasm and gene and trait profiling, our focus on biotechnology, conventional breeding integrated with molecular markers, helped us achieve what we like to call a dream product basket. This dream product basket will form the basis and focus areas of all our future growth. This will also form the basis for effective product cycle management that will make the sales and marketing updated with new products periodically. The key constituents of this basket are our top-ranked cotton hybrid, Sanket, most popular bajra seed in the market, Super 27, three fast-growing paddy hybrids, visibly Dhoom, Dhadak, and Dhadak Gold, an unparalleled hybrid tomato seed, Akhand, NCH-495, which is a unique chili hybrid that is hot pepper, first-ever product in the industry showing high tolerance to black thrips. Besides many more other winning products in crops like maize, cucumber, bitter gourd, et cetera. Friends, we'll continue to build a pipeline of exceptional products and use our well-invested pan-India distribution network along with our result-oriented, proven sales team to reach our products to farmers at the right place and time. Before I hand over to Mr. Khurana for his comments, I would like to say that just as a tiny seed and small seed has the power and potential to transform into a mighty tree, we are confident that our power-packed, customized seeds will transform our company into a leading seed company very soon. Thank you. Over to Mr. Khurana.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today. Our earnings presentation has been uploaded on the exchanges, and I'm sure you would have seen the same. As Mr. Kabliwal pointed out, after two very difficult COVID years, we are getting back on track. Our revenues are pretty much back to the pre-COVID levels, and financial year 2023 is around 301 CR as compared to 278 in the last year. Before I discuss the financial performances in detail, I would like to talk about the operating highlights. Our focus on balancing the product portfolio remains intact. As our NCP, that is non-cotton, non-paddy portfolio contribution, has enhanced from 45% from 41% last year. We plan to continue to give impetus to this segment, which has decent margins, to make NCP as around 50% of our top line, with cotton and paddy contributing to the balance 50%. We sold almost 13.80 lakh cotton packets in FY23, which is an increase of around 16% year to year. This reiterates my telling you that we will continue to focus on cotton in a stable fashion. Our highly ranked cotton seed, Sanket, has been a key driver of this performance, and it continues to be a top ranked cotton seed in the country. Paddy was generally maintained in volume and value. Our focus to promote hybrid paddy with better margins is also on track. Bajra segment delivered a strong growth in value and volume terms both, with the volumes increasing by 58% and the value increasing by 66% to 32 crores. Wheat segment had a unique year with zero sales return. It grew in volume by 23% and value by 36%. Vegetable segment also grew in value by 16% to 33.49 CR. Though volumetrically it declined by 13%. This means our focus on high value, high margin products delivering a better price per kg is on. As Mr. Kagliwal pointed out, our dream product basket is delivering ahead of our expectations and the market feedback is good. I would also like to add here that we have entered into a joint venture in Uzbekistan with 90% shareholding. The base object of this company is cotton seed production and marketing, subsequently venturing into other crops. We have presented the results as standalone and consolidated both. However, this year, the movement in Uzbekistan is almost nil, this being the first year. I will now discuss the financial performance in detail. Revenues are back to pre-COVID levels and we clocked 301 CR. We continue to maintain our gross margin at 50% plus. Our PAT has increased by almost 1.6 times to 35 CR. Ironically, the advance booking this year grew by 67% over financial year 22. This reflects our product acceptance in the market. We continue to be a zero debt company with no long-term loans. The working capital continues to improve and has reduced by almost 50 days this year. The inventory turnover reduced by 37 days. Debtors are maintained at 118 days. But I would like to point out that in case we reduce advance booking from receivables, it would be a debtor turnover of 38 days only. The company also clocked a very resounding positive operating cash flow of 38.36 crores. The board has once again recommended a dividend of 20% to the shareholders. This would be third year in a row. Finally, we are confident of a good growth this year and are working towards a 10 to 15% top line growth while maintaining our gross margins. We would continue to have a steady growth in cotton and paddy. However, we continue to plan to give impetus to other field crops and vegetable for enhanced growth. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Naman Bhansali from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, two questions. First is relating to the El Nino formation. So there have been reports that due to El Nino formation, monsoon will be a little weak. So what impact do you see of the same on the demand for seeds? And second question is that what have been the vegetable segment contribution this quarter? Which were the key products and which performed well in this segment? I just wanted to get a picture on that. Thank you.
For the first question, Satish sir, yeah, Dr. Kulkarni, please. El Nino effect on our company.
Friends, there are reports of El Nino, but at the same time, there are counter reports also about El Nino not being there. So, unless I would like to tend to think positively, but in any case, we have had such situations of El Nino coming in, and the Indian farmers have experienced this. In terms of Kharif cropping pattern, not much changes due to El Nino or El Nino, La Nino. So I think there will be only little bit of delays in planting or based on the delayed rainfall. But otherwise, the cropping pattern and generally remains same. And as far as our company is concerned, we are very confident that sound demand in cotton, which is the main crop in Kharif, will remain robust and very positive. That's about the first question. About the second question on vegetables, last quarter was I would say generally okay, not that good. The reasons could be many. The demand for seeds was not that much high in the last quarter, although expectation was there that the demand should pick up. But maybe due to market prices, due to various other reasons, and also these unseasonal rains also affected the farmers' confidence in planting high value seeds. So the last quarter was not that good, but we continue to have good sales in our products like our specialty premium bhindi and also chilies, especially chilies in the month of March, hot paper. So they continue to go. So these are the two top ranking products in the last quarter for vegetable sales. Thank you.
I would like to add here that since I keep requesting my investor community or the analysts to not to go on queue basis because we are unable to, fathom the quarterly results based on the sales return and the season flowing from one quarter to another. But we had around 72 CR coming up in the second half. Out of that, around 20 was vegetable only. So it was almost around, say, 25% plus. So vegetable is definitely our mainstay. And it is going to grow even faster. This year also, like I said earlier, that we have had a vegetable up of almost about 32-33 crore by 16%.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashvi Dedia from Centra Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. The first one will be on what is the update on illegal BT? Are there any headwinds? And the second would be on the market share. What is the market share for illegal cotton? Thank you,
Sir.
Harish Baraga.
Harish, we have Mr. Harish Pandey, who is our business lead. And he handles this on day-to-day basis. I would request him to answer on illegal BT.
Illegal BT. Okay, so I will talk about illegal BT. The percentage of illegal BT comes around 18 to 19%, right? The majority is in Gujarat and Maharashtra, followed by Telangana and Andhra. So this year it won't impact much because the last year performance of BT, STBT has not received well. So farmers are not happy with the result. So this year we will get the advantage because these products have not performed well. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, that's all from my side.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And what is the market share for that?
Will you come again, please?
Total cotton is around 4 CR.
4.5 crore
out of that, it is coming to around 70,
80 to 90 lakhs.
greater than 90 lakhs. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Congratulations on a great set of results. I just wanted to ask about how growth...
Sorry to interrupt you. Please use the handset mode, sir. The audio is unclear.
Yeah. Hi. Am I audible? Yeah, a little better. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, sir. I wanted to ask about what we said in the opening commentaries about our growth. Is the 10 to 15% growth a bit on the conservative side, or because we are having good traction, so maybe we could, you know, outperform that?
Very sorry to interrupt you again, sir. The audio is breaking, sir, from your line.
Hello, is it better? I'm sorry for that. Hello?
We just heard that you said that 10 to 15% is it conservative? I can answer that, but you're also adding something else to that.
Yeah. Ask about our...
Mr. Zaveri, okay. I request you to rejoin the question
queue. Yeah. In the meantime, I will answer the question that he asked, which was audible. When we say it is 10 to 15%, we are just trying to be practical. We would like to say that we wanted to do it, we have done it, maybe a little more, then going back and saying sorry.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, so I've got a couple of questions. So the first one would be, we got a guidance that we are increasing the dealer network from 7,000 to 20,000. So where are we presently in this scale? Have we made any progress?
Sorry, where did you get this guidance from? Did I?
Actually, this is on the annual report. I've seen that.
On the annual report. Okay. So, actually, technically, what is happening is, we have tried to make three verticals of field crop, including cotton, and vegetable crop, and plant nutrient supplement. Last year, we found it was becoming a little untenable. So, we have merged the field crop as well as the PNS, that is the plant nutrient supplement, Benchivin and others. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are companies currently operating two verticals, one vegetable and one non-vegetable, I would call it. So there we already have around 4,000-6,000 distributors. We don't like to sell to the dealer level because it becomes too cumbersome. So we are trying to expand our territories on need-based basis. So currently we don't plan to go to 20,000. I think there is some miscode somewhere. But Mr. Harish is already here. He is expanding into the territories which are uncharted, where we have not yet been before, and trying to enhance our business.
Okay, so there is no plan as such to expand the distributor network?
No, I never said that. I said we are expanding need-based distributor network.
Okay, but there is written explicitly that we are improving our direct retail to reach over 20,000. So that's why I raised this question.
We do not plan to go to retail business. We will stay with the distributors only. Okay?
Okay. Okay, and regarding the revenue, we had some nice targets two years back in the Q4 20. Concall also, you said that 350-400 crore revenue will be possible. So yes. Any guidance on revenue front for this FY24 or FY25?
I already said, listen, if you are comparing our targets with pre-COVID and saying why the company could not go to 400, 500, I think the whole world reeled under this. So let's please keep that in mind. There's no point in falling back to my 2020 conference call and say that we are expecting. That time neither you nor me nor the world was expecting COVID, right? Two seasons of COVID, excessive sales return, the company has bounced back. I think we have done a good job. Secondly, as coming to the the growth expected for the 24, I have said we expect a top line of enhancement of around 10 to 15%. We will maintain that. If we go beyond that, we'll be very happy.
Sure. So I just asked for the forward guidance. I didn't ask why we didn't achieve that 350-400.
You mentioned in 2020, you said 400-500 crore. That is why I had to go there. Otherwise, I'm fine with whatever guidance I have given. Okay.
Okay. Understood. Okay. I'll fall back in the queue. I'll come back later.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Niket from Grubber Systems. Please go ahead.
Namaste, Sadhiji, Kurana ji, and the team.
Hi, Niket.
I have two questions for you today. Government of India and United Nations have been aggressively promoting millets since it is supposedly a great crop for fighting climate change vis-a-vis paddy and other crops. So how is our company positioned to take this opportunity, right? And second question is, what is our company's vision? That is, where do we see our company in the next 3 to 5 years horizon? Thank you.
I would request Dr. Kulkarni to handle the millet part, and vision can definitely be handled by the boss. Rav sir?
This is a proud moment for North Biogen India Limited, because our pearl millet hybrid is one of the most popular pearl millet hybrid in the market. Super Satta is a pearl millet. Before declaring the millet year, we were already in the millet movement of India. Our pearl millet breeding and sorghum breeding are very strong. So in the market, our Super Satta is one which is actually showing the best performance, and it is highest priced millet where farmers are paying for us because of its performance. We are also having the better pipeline for various maturity, and we are working on that. In addition to that, we are releasing high zinc, high iron pearl millet, which are going to be nutritious also. Not only food security, we are also working on nutritious security of the farmers, and we are very much part of the millet movement. Thank you, sir.
And regarding vision, I would request Satish ji to please.
It's very in such growing industry, which is with so many crops and so many geographies to support. Our vision is to cross 500 crores of top line in 3 years' time. That's the basic, very simple statement, I would say. But this should be taken as a forward-looking statement. And this is what our vision is. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tarang from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to refer back to your opening comments where you gave a hint on advanced bookings and corresponding debtor turnover to be 38 days instead of 118 days, which if I were to calculate on the basis of what's being seen on the balance sheet. So just wanted to get a sense, are there any specific products where you're seeing more traction, or is it across your portfolio? And how has this been? I mean, I think you said it is versus FY22. What it mean? Is it versus what we saw in March 22?
Advance booking is something which comes to us based on the products which are demanded into the market, and the people expect that they may not be available in the demand. There's going to be a demand supply gap. So we get advance booking. It's mostly cotton with other crops also joining here and there. When I said comparison of advance booking with last year, it is FY22 to FY23. There has been a good jump, a good growth in advance booking. As regards debtors, I said that because advance booking comes from the same customer from which he owes money to us. So technically, it is an asset and liability getting squared off. We don't do it in the balance sheet because we need to keep it separate for official and audit reasons. I was just giving that for the sake of calculation.
Sure. So, would it be fair to presume that about 55 to 60 crores is the advance booking number?
Yeah, I gave that number. What was the number? Yes. Advance booking. Yeah, it is around 55, 56 crores.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful, sir. Thank you. Is that, hello?
Yes, please.
Yes. Is that also the reason why your inventory levels are lower as of March 23 versus what we saw in the previous year?
Inventory levels, we had, and it got automatically enhanced sometime in 21, pursuant to COVID and excessive sales return and all. I made a statement in one of the earlier con calls that we are reducing on production, making it only need-based so that our existing stocks can also be liquidated into the market. This year has been good year, wherein we have been able to liquidate quite a few of the 21 stocks. So as a result, the inventory is going down. The inventory is likely to go up because our sales next year are projected to be more. But then on an overall fashion, the inventory has definitely gone down by 37 days.
Got it. And the final question, other than the advance booking and the product that you might have sold off for this season, is there any more potential for write-offs in the business?
No, definitely not.
Okay. And last, if I look at, FY23 and I compare it to the pre-COVID year of FY21, right, or a good year of FY21 where you've done similar revenue line, we see your selling and distribution expenses increased materially versus what it was in FY21. What could one attribute this to?
There are two ways of marketing. One is you give the least credit to the trade, and then the products, they demand and they go for themselves. But then we want to enhance the distributor line, then we want to enhance the top line. We prefer to give a little more of the credit to the, as a selling expense or as schemes to the distributors, so that our top line can increase. What our marketing people do is they also try and enhance the MRP or the selling price to partially cater for this. But yes, we have increased our selling expenses from around 17-18% to almost about 23% now.
Okay. Got it. This is helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Amit Sangvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Sir, I have one question. In the financial year 22, we have written off advances to the tune of rupees 88 crore. And at that time, in that earning call, it was given to understand that it is likely to be recovered in the coming financial years. So I just wanted to know the updated status of those advances. It was around 88, 89 crores.
Yeah, this was precisely 88 something.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you go through my con call briefing on this issue, it is explicitly mentioned the reason for the same, so I'm not going back into that. Coming back to your question that it was given to understand that they will be recovered in the financial year, kindly please understand, nowhere did we say that it will be recovered in this financial year. The reason behind 88 crores is farming community. They are neither commerce, they are not distributors. They are basically farmers. And to push the farmers, when we are trying to get our production from the same areas, it's a little difficult. This year, there has been hardly any recovery. Although we are trying to recover part of it through the production program given to the same people, trying to recover 20-30% from that. So I'm hoping that next year, something else may get recovered. But we have already taken the beating in profit and loss account. So that will not suffer anymore because of this. And somebody asked me any more write-offs. I said definitely not.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri, from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sorry, line got disconnected. I hope I'm audible right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please speak, Darshan.
Yeah. Sorry, sir. Yeah, so I actually just, I think you've been very clear about the revenue, so I would not want to ask about that. So, but our margins, could we have the benefit of premiumization or, you know, operating leverage as our revenue increases? So what would be the steady state margin that we would be targeting, sir?
Like in my con opening, I said that we are maintaining a gross margin of around 50% plus. That will be maintained. It varies from crop to crop, variety to variety, place to place. The whole thing, apart from cotton, is demand-supply game. If your product is in demand, let's say Sanket is in demand, is hugely in demand, and we are unable to increase the price and charge any premium because the government has put a cap down. If it is selling in black, then the distributors are making money out of it. We don't. But all other products, it is demand-supply. We maintain our gross margins to around 50% plus for last so many years now, which with enhancement of sales and not increasing the bottom line expenses gives me a better profit.
Oh, okay, sir. That helps a lot. And so with regards to our selling and distribution increase that we have seen this year, so would that be the same that you might continue for the next 1-2 years, or would it we would be
mostly yes. Mostly, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That helps me a lot. And all the best for your results.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sita Kumari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yeah.
Hello. Satish ji.
Yeah, we can hear you. Please go on.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. Satish ji, main dekh raha hu ki EBITDA margin matlab grow hi nahi kar raha hai. Teesre quarter mein bhi sales to bada hai, parantu EBITDA margin aur niche ho gaya hai aur earning per share bhi matlab koi matlab grow nahi kar pa raha hai. Itna acha reserve hai hamare paas, itna experience hai is business ka. Uske bawajood bhi teenon quarter maine सेकेंड थर्ड और फोर्थ से तो मेरा एक्सपेक्टेशन था कि शायद हम यहाँ इम्प्रूव करेंगे, परंतु यहाँ पे भी वैसा नहीं हुआ. तो मतलब यहाँ मुझे बार बार ये चीज अपना क्वेश्चन करता है कि इतने बड़े रिजर्व, इतना मतलब एक्सपीरियंस, सब कुछ होते हुए भी जब हमारे बॉटम लाइन में मतलब कुछ नहीं आ रहा है, तो इसके ऊपर मैं आपसे कुछ जानना चाहता हूँ.
नहीं, मैं सिर्फ फिगर्स की बात कर लूँ सर. द एबिटा हैज इंक्रीज फ्रॉम 14 टू अराउंड 16.5. ऐसा नहीं कि बड़ा नहीं है. अभी अगर 20 की अपेक्षा करेंगे तो शायद 20 में शायद जाने के लिए उसको थोड़ा टाइम लगेगा. बॉटम लाइन का प्रॉफिट मार्जिन भी जो है करीब 12% पे गया है. एंड आई एम एक्सपेक्टिंग ग्रोथ रेंज ऑफ बेसिकली एन एबिटा टू अराउंड 16-18% एंड पैट अराउंड 11-14%. दिस इज अवर कंजर्वेटिव लुकआउट फॉर द कमिंग ईयर. अब आप जो कह रहे हैं बाकी सब सही है, कंपनी इज हेयर फॉर इयर्स, लेकिन एक बार आदमी जब बैठ के चढ़ना शुरू करता है तो सर तो उसको थोड़ा टाइम लगता है ना.
यस सर. यस सर. ओके. थैंक यू वेरी मच. थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. पार्टिसिपेंट्स, टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ धारानी, एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Hi everyone, thanks for giving this opportunity. I wanted to know like why the margins are not growing and the paddy sector growth is not that much.
Paddy factor I can cover up. Margins are not going, I could not understand. Can you please elaborate?
See, if I see the previous quarter, we had 22% operating margin. This quarter it is 9%.
Two things, you please take it from me. One is that kindly don't compare us on quarter to quarter basis, because Q1 and Q2 are generally merged in H1, and which gives me sales return book the final figures. The same happens in the second half. As far as margins are concerned, EBITDA, net profit, I already mentioned earlier. For gross margin, I said we have been maintaining 50, 51, 52%, which is a good margin for this kind of industry. Paddy, we are trying to change the product mix from more to hybrid, which gives us definitely much better margin. That is taking a little time because the products have to be accepted into the market to be sold in volumes and quantums. But we are at it. Paddy hasn't declined. It has maintained, almost maintained. Cotton has gone up. All other crops have gone up. You don't expect all the crops to go up all the time, do you, please?
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your answer, sir. And we also wanted to know, like, what efforts we are making to recover the 9,000 lakhs that is provisioned into last March.
I just answered that in the earlier question. Can you please go through? This question was asked by the predecessor.
Yes, sir. I have listened that, sir. You mentioned that it will be recovered in coming years, but what efforts we are trying to make to recover it? Because
there are only three ways of going on it. One is the farmers who are unable to pay. I give them some more production, and I try and contribute them to a few percentage or whatever. Let us say if I am giving them 20 lakhs, I will say 2-4 lakh kam donge tere ko wapas, I will recover your old dues. It's a time-consuming process, but this is one which is the most safe and which is a slow and steady way of doing it. Secondly, I go legal. It doesn't make a difference. One of the farmers commits suicide, everything goes for a toss. I am not going to get into that political embroglio. We are not going on that route. Thirdly, I have already created provision. We would be the happiest to recover whatever best we can. The recovery process will always be on by soft and subtle fashions because we can't go forcibly on these issues.
Okay, sir. Appreciate your response on this, sir. And I hope we'll have good rainfall and good sales this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much. That is one positive way of pushing us on. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, so this is just a small question on the paddy realizations. I see that the paddy realizations have increased yearly. It's much better than what we expected and what we heard in the previous con calls. So I just wanted to confirm, will this sustain going forward or how will this trend? Even if it sustains, then it's really good.
Paddy, like I said, this year it has just maintained over last year. Okay, there are no stupendous growths in paddy this year. And I gave the reason that we are trying to move more into hybrid than the research paddy. Research paddy is more volume, less margin. The hybrid is less volume, but more margin. But we have a very strong research line of paddy. Dr. Kulkarni has already been briefing that time and again. And we expect paddy and cotton to be our mainstay and contribute around 50% to the top line. And balance 50% we would like to attribute to non-cotton, non-paddy portfolios. So that finally we have a balanced product mix. It is already down to 55-45 now.
Right. So any vision on the paddy realizations going forward? Since we are increasing the hybrid portfolio, so in what proportion should it increase?
Proportion as of now is a little difficult to put across. But like margin-wise, definitely it is much better. So let's wait for H1. Maybe we'll be able to get a better picture.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. So we have one question came in the queue.
Okay.
From the line of Tarang from Old Bridge Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, you at the starting of your address, you gave a guidance that you probably expect the business to grow by about 10-15% in FY24.
Mm-hmm.
Is it on account? I mean, is there something different or is it a market related growth that you think? What's going to drive this 10-15% growth in your opinion?
You see, we have to take in all factors in play. it would be available of market, available of products, available of funds, available of the season, and all those factors club together. I said that we would be growing by 10% to 15%. Somebody asked me whether this is a conservative opinion. I said yes. So it is a mix of all the factors put together. But let's see how this one behaves, and then I think I'll be able to give a better picture once Kharif is over.
Okay. That's helpful, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. Then, at the outset, thank you again. Thanks a lot for all your precious time that you give to our company. And I always find that the interest in this company is always good, because our business is quite lucrative, good margins, because of certain things like COVID, 2 years of excessive sales return, and farmers not coming out for sowing. We also were put on the back bench, but then over a period of this year, we are trying to, come back to normalcy. I'm happy to announce that we are almost there. And if this year maintains the way we plan to maintain, we should be back on the rocket path. As far as the product portfolio balancing is concerned, it is reasonably getting balanced, with all crops contributing to the top line and the bottom line. Our products being well accepted into the market, the demand from the market, including of which is evident in advance booking, that also is looking good. So as a result, we are on the track, and we request all of you to pray that we continue to work on that. We, in any case, will be working on that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.